Ladies and gentlemen, Love welcome Talk to the Andrew Radio. Shatkin. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show. I welcome you. I want to have you here. And tonight I'm going to talk about something very close to my heart and close to the heart of any believing Christian. That is Leo Tolstoy, whose Christian thought was extremely important in his time and was followed by many people. And one of his followers was Gandhi, who liberated India. And I'd like to talk about Tolstoy's Christian beliefs. But before I do that, I will give you insight about where I'm coming from. This is a politically incorrect show. We do not aim for political rhetoric, media lies, media hope, media hype, or anything like that. We are politically incorrect, and that is how we are interested in honest discernment, honest facts, and truth in facts. That is all we are concerned about in this show, not about politics, but about truth. Second thing is I'm a Christian, and I'm not about to abandon that position. It is a position I adhere to, and I've been a confirmed Christian since the age of 12 and a member of the Lutheran Church and a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod pastor at one point. I'm now a pastor in the United National Ministry, and so I'm very active in the church as a factor in my life, and I'll continue to do so to the day of my death, which I'm sure will come sooner or later as a fact of life. I'm ready to accept my mortality because I believe I will be brought to the joy and love and presence of Christ in heaven. And I adhere to the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation and to all the ancient creeds of the Church, Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed. I do not hesitate on these issues. I read Christian authors, great Christian authors like G.K. Chesterton, C.S. Lewis, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. Augustine, and of course, Paul of Tarsus, the great religious Christian thinker and founder of the faith. I am the host of two radio shows, Christian radio shows, which are visited by many people from many countries all over the world and many Muslim countries and mainland China. People from mainland China visit these shows. In fact, over 4,400 people have visited the podcast show. And I have a record of people from Saudi Arabia and Iran and Iraq visiting the blog this show tonight. I have written 10 books, Christian and Legal, and I'm planning 4 more, Christian and Legal. And I have a book on the Psalms coming out, 378 pages, this probably next week, I would hope. I would hope people benefit by it, and I'm preparing books of my blogs, literary, theological, religious, and political and current events, my blogs on those issues. And those books are soon coming out. I'm preparing a book on the miracles in the Bible, which I have partially completed what I'm working on, and on the sayings of Christ. I'm giving you an insight into my activities. I'm not an arrogant person. I realize that I'm very lucky enough to have been offered the salvation offered in Christ, and that's about it. Tonight I want to talk about one of the great, great people of all time, Leo Tolstoy. Leo Tolstoy was known as a great author. And in 1879, in his 51st year, he had already achieved an international literary status, immortalized by his novels War and Peace and Anna Karenina, and he wrote others, Resurrection, and many great short stories, Master and Man and the Death of Evan Illich. But Tolstoy also wrote some very significant Christian books on his Christian ideas. As a matter of fact, he ran into trouble with the Greek Russian Orthodox Church, which excommunicated him in 1901 for what they saw as his radical ideas. What book? I will go on to this tomorrow again. I'm afraid we run out of time, but thank you.